Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, June 1st. The Bank of Canada raised its benchmark interest rate to 1.5% today. The half a percentage point increase was expected. The goal is to get a handle on inflation, which hit 6.8% in April. A statement from the central bank says it expects inflation to continue to move higher, and the bank continues to judge that interest rates will need to rise further. The leaders of Ontario's major political parties are wrapping up their campaigning today ahead of tomorrow's election. Premier and Progressive Conservative leader Doug Ford is door-knocking in Mississauga and Brampton before holding a rally in Etobicoke this evening. NDP leader Andrea Horvath had stops in several ridings around Cambridge, Brantford, Flamborough, Brampton, and Toronto. Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca was in North Toronto. According to 338Canada.com, polling averages ahead of Election Day have Ford's Progressive Conservatives enjoying an 11-point lead over Del Duca's Liberals and in reach of another majority government. You can vote between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. tomorrow. Bayshore Broadcasting News will have all your results as the polls close. Russia says the U.S. is intentionally adding fuel to the fire by sending more advanced rocket systems to Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden says the systems and munitions will enable Ukraine's forces to strike key targets more precisely on the battlefield in Ukraine. In the past, the U.S. had said no to the request for the missile launching weapons out of fear they could target locations within Russia's border, something that could ignite a much larger conflict. Actor Johnny Depp has won his defamation trial against his ex-wife, actress Amber Heard. The jury found Heard publicly calling Depp a sexual abuser was defamation and that accusations she made in a Washington Post article about him were malicious. Depp is awarded $15 million. The news tabloid TMZ says Heard, however, also won her defamation countersuit and was awarded $2 million. The Women's House serving Bruce and Gray says their annual Walk a Mile in Her Shoes events were a great success in Kincardine and Port Elgin. Local men were invited to put on a pair of women's red heels for charity. They joined in the walk to make a pledge to speak out against rape, sexual assault, and gender-based violence. The annual event provides a unique opportunity to bring attention to a very serious subject, raise funds for Women's House, and be part of an international movement to end gender-based violence. The Women's House says statistically one in every four women is abused. The walks were held this past weekend with about 20 men walking in Kincardine and raising $5,500 in pledged donations, and with about 30 men in Port Elgin raising almost $7,000. You can still donate on the Women's House of Bruce and Gray website. June is Indigenous History Month. June 21st is also National Indigenous Peoples Day. A number of municipalities will fly the Every Child Matters flag for that day. Kincardine says it's running two workshops in June and July to offer opportunities for truthful education around Indigenous history. The kickoff to rodeo season has so far been a success. The Ram Rodeo event, Grey Highlands, was held on the weekend at the Osprey Community Center. Mayor Paul McQueen hosted the rodeo, and it was sold out. The event raised over $36,000 for the new Markdale Hospital Fund. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 15 points to 20,713. The Dow Jones is down 176 points. Our dollar is trading at 79 U.S. cents, down 6/100ths of a cent. And the price of oil is $114.83, up 16 cents a barrel. In sports, the NHL Eastern Conference Finals starts tonight in New York. The Rangers host the two-time defending champion Tampa Bay Lightning. The West Final resumes tomorrow night in Denver, with Colorado leading Edmonton 1-0. The Toronto Blue Jays entertain the Chicago White Sox tonight in American League Baseball. In Terra tonight, there's Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League action as the Bears meet the Terra Ladies. The OFSA Girls Rugby Championship at Coburg wraps up today. Tomorrow in Walkerton, the Sacred Heart Crusaders will be the host school for the OFSA Boys Soccer Championship. Looking ahead, the Bug Juice North Stars host Clearview Friday and Oakville Saturday on Leon's MacArthur Tire North Star Lacrosse Radio on 560 CFOS. Hanover Raceway and Sauble Speedway are looking to Saturday when their respective seasons will open. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.